This call is being recorded.
Now be aware of the very many ships that are out here. Many different colors and sizes, and all the different types of ships. Light ships, ships that have pure consciousness with them. If you don't see that, you can know that. You can feel the vibration of the ships. You can feel the vibration of all of those in the ships. Because we are all one, all of us. Feel that connection with all of us. Those of us you call the galactics. But don't forget those that are below the earth, the Agarthans. And feel the connection with them as well. And feel the connection with all of the planets of the solar system. The sun itself, then beyond the sun, through the sun to the galactic central sun. Feel a connection there. And through the galactic central sun into other galaxies. All of the planets, the billions and billions and billions of planets, stars, connection to all of the universe. Feel that connection all the way to the universal central sun, source of this universe, all things within this universe, including yourselves. Feel that connection with Source. Feel the energies coming from this universal central sun. How the energies are building in this central sun. You can even see it as the energies are building and building and building. And finally, see in a moment's time how an energy shoots out from this sun, goes through all of the central suns of the galaxies, connecting all of them, all of the planets, and through the galactic central sun, then through your sun, to all the planets of the solar system, connecting everything. And throughout all of the ships, you see the energy shooting into all of the ships. And finally down to the earth. This energy, when it hits the earth as a pulse of energy, a beam of light, a beam of such high consciousness and high vibration, it begins to form into a wave of energy, a wave of colors, many different colors. You can literally see this wave of energy coming. As you are looking at it from above, you can see that wave of energy moving across the planet. But for a moment, be down there on the planet as well. You can be in two or three different places at once and see this wave coming. As if you were going through a normal everyday, rising in the morning, going about your business, and all of a sudden you feel a sense of excitement come over you. You know that something big is about to happen. Something big is coming. You look out your window. You see the sky. The sky is many different colors, many that you have not seen before. You wonder, is this it? Is this the event? A wave of energy now begins to come closer and closer to what you're seeing. You see this wave coming towards you. And you feel an excitement. An anticipation you have never felt before. You know that as this wave comes and connects with you, that you are one with this wave of energy. You are one with this source energy. The source energy bathes you in the light and colors. You feel a sense of bliss come over you. You look out and see others wandering around, not sure what is going on. They do not know. They do not have the understandings that you have. They feel the energies as well. It is something that either lifts them up or drops them down, depending on where they are in that moment, where their vibration is in that moment. But also understand, even if it does drop them down, they will raise back up as they become accustomed to the vibrations, just as you have become accustomed to the vibrations over a period of time. For you have been acclimating to these energies, and you continue to do so. See this wave now moving across the entire planet, surrounding, engulfing the planet, this wave of energy. See it violet, if you would like, the violet light, even the violet fire, if you want to make it that. But regardless, it's a wave of consciousness, a tsunami of love that is completely engulfing the planet. If you are looking at it also from high above, you can see this wave going around the planet. And all life forms are touched by this wave. No exceptions. Even those areas of darkness are also touched by this wave of love. And if they are not able to withstand this love, not able to take it in, then it will take them down. Now see everything changing as a result of this wave. Know that even though it is in a moment's time, as it moves around the planet, it will take some time for all to find an acclimation with these energies. But as those many life forms and people, the collective consciousness of the planet, become imbued with this light, this love, they begin to change, to see those that would hold weapons simply drop their weapons, but they have no desire anymore to hurt another life form. They only feel love, higher consciousness. In those moments, the consciousness of the planet is raised. The vibrations increase tremendously. You have now then moved fully into that fifth dimensional space along with Gaia. Now, if you would, allow yourselves to come back to your physical body, come back in your Merkaba if you left it, back down towards your physical body, surrounding your body with your Merkaba or your light body. Feel the integration of the energies come into your physical body. Whatever might be ailing your physical body in the moment, feel it being bathed by this energy. Even healed by this energy, you would allow it. Have yourself now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am one that is new to this group. My name is Karina. I am of the High Council, Syrian High Council, Syrian High Command. Just as there is the Ashtar Command, just as there is the Jupiter Command, just as there is the Pleiadian High Council, I, Karina, of the Syrian High Command, are now able to be with you, with this group. And it is purposeful that many, many more of us are and will become introduced to you. Because as Kara has said several times, you are being prepared for first contact. It is important that you become aware of so many more of us, because we are all your brothers and sisters. There are those of you, those in this group, as well as those who resonate to these words. Some of you are Syrian background. Some of you are Pleiadian background. Some Arcturian. And so on and so on. So many different civilizations are here beckoning to you, reaching out to you, to assist and guide in any way that we can. Now it is all about preparation. Yes, you have been acclimating to these energies for some time. That is all purposeful. You are also being prepared for what has been called and is being called first contact. You will come to understand what first contact means. It is not simply that you will be up on our ships, although that can be a part of it. This is first contact, as we are doing now, as I am doing now, as Kara has been doing, as Ashtar has been doing with you. Many, many more that will become introduced to you. Because the vibrations have increased enough across the planet with your collective consciousness that we can now move into this phase of our planning, of the great plan of the universal source. For it is the universal source that is directing all of this. And we are but those that are being directed. Those that are implementing the plan. Those of you on the ground, the boots on the ground, are also implementing the plan. Even if you don't know what the plan is, you are implementing this. You are putting it into motion. Just simply by your understanding that you affect the entire matrix. You affect the universal consciousness all around you. It is all a part of the whole. You as individuals are also part of the whole. You are both individual and whole at once. And it is time now more and more, as these vibrations continue to increase, it is time that you come to understand what your missions are, how you came to be here, all that has led up to this particular moment in your lives. For as many have said, the moments that are ahead are going to greatly change your lives. Or it won't be business as usual for much longer. Everything is going to go somewhat your terminology topsy-turvy. Because the vibrations, as they continue to rise, cannot be in the lower vibrations. You cannot mix the two. There cannot be a three-dimensional place as the vibrations of the planet continue to rise and rise. She will not hold that three-dimensional space forever. I, as Karina, leave you now in peace and love. And to ask each and every one of you to share whatever you can of these words to those who are ready for it. It is time more and more now to reach out to your brothers and your sisters and help to prepare them for all that is ahead. Peace and love be with all.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, you can unmute your phones now. Anyone out there?
I'm here.
Hi. Welcome back.
Very good.
Hello.
We hope you are ready for what is coming in terms of preparing you, as Karina has said, as Kara has said, as Ashtar has said, in preparing you for the changes that are coming and preparing you for that, as they are calling it, first contact. And it is all about many, many more reaching to you and offering their hands in guidance and love, that you would each be able to take their hands and walk with them, hold their hands, be with them. That is what is coming, people. So be ready for it and continue to, in your own way that you can, however it works for you, continue to raise your vibrations. You are all becoming aware of what that means, to raise your vibrations. And it is very important that you all do this more and more. Every moment that you can, that you are thinking about this, that you are finding yourself out of the 3D matrix, and are finding yourself in the higher vibrations of fourth dimension, and even into fifth dimension more and more. And the more that you continue to raise your vibrations, whether it is being in nature and seeing the beauty around you, looking at the sky and seeing the beautiful colors that are coming through, looking at the sun and seeing how bright it is, and all of these things that are happening now, including the sense of bleed through as you are seeing into the other dimensional frequencies, even if they are just simply glimpses, it is happening. It is happening for many of you, and it will happen for all of you. Because if it would not, you would not be on these calls. You would not be resonating to these words. You would not have any interest in this. And we know that there are many people out there that do not have an interest in this, for they have no knowledge of this whatsoever. They are in their religious dogma or whatever it is that in their programming, and they continue to be in that programming. They continue to be asleep. But those of you that have awakened, it is time, as Karina has said, and Kara and others, it is time to reach out, share the light, spread the light, share what you know to those who are ready for it. Does not mean to go door to door and share these messages, certainly not. Those people are not ready for this. But it does mean if anyone opens up to you and gives you an indication that they are ready now to accept some other ideas or ideals into their lives, then it is up to you to begin to assist them. That is what you came here for. Many of you, that is what you came here to do. That is your mission at this time. Your mission will change as, or morph, we will say, as things go along. But for now, that is what you are all here for. That is what we have been preparing you for, training you to be in that, those situations that will find yourselves ready to assist and guide, just as we, the Ascended Masters, assist and guide you. Okay? You have questions here for one who serves. Oh, before this, though, there is a question that has come up, and we wish to address this. And this is in the indication of attachments, or various, even possessions, you might say, that can occur at times, but it does not mean that they are. You see, there are times when you may feel an entity, or you may feel a darkness, or you may feel something that is foreign to you, and it tends to bring you down into the lower dimension. And if that is the case, that is simply programming that is bringing this to you. But you can rise above this, and all of you have the capability of doing so, and all of you know about the light, and the light will protect you always. Those entities, those attachments, all of that cannot operate within the light. So if you ever feel like there is some type of entity attachment, simply ask, are you of the light? And they cannot lie to you. They cannot. They may try to fool you or something of this nature, but they cannot be of the light if they are not. So simply ask that question within yourself. Ask, are you of the light? And they will say no. And then you can simply, you can call on Archangel Michael to bring his flaming blue sword of truth and sever any ties that might be there that are holding this one to you. And if there is a situation, and this has come up as we understand it, where one has felt like there is an entity attachment in their home and not sure if it has been gotten rid of, and if that is the case, simply do the same thing that we are saying. Call on Archangel Michael. Call on Yeshua, Sananda, Ashtar, whoever it is that you want, whoever you feel close to. Call on all of us, for we will be there to assist. Now, with that understanding, though, we must say that even though you may think it's an attachment, it may not be. It may not be what you think it is, because your programming tends to step in. And as that programming comes in, it makes you feel like, yes, there is some kind of a darkness there, when there isn't. That is what we want to say. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here? Is Shoshana there?
Yes. This is a complex subject that has many tentacles. This subject is so complex that there is not one answer. There is not one remedy. The one who serves has given a way that may be appropriate for some, but there are many things to consider, and one that is experiencing this must find the way to transmute it into light. This is for that individual whoever that is experiencing this, to reach out to those that they may trust or consider appropriate for their experience to resolve the experience. Namaste.
Very good. Now, would there be other questions here from those of you on the phone?
I have a question.
Can I ask a question? Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. I had a rather unique experience last week when I was just finishing up work for the day. I went into a elevator, and when the doors closed, I was the only person in the elevator, just going down from the second to the first floor. And I didn't see with my real eyes, but I'm pretty sure I saw with my third eye a bunch of souls in the elevator all around me, and they were all clapping for me, like they were applauding and saying I did something good. And when the elevator doors opened at the first floor, I said thank you and I left, although I didn't really see anything with my real eyes. And I'm just wondering, did that actually happen? And if so, was it all of the Ascended Masters that I've heard on this channel? Because that's the picture of the people I saw.
What we would say to you, dear Thomas, is that you are experiencing those situations that we have spoken of many times, the glimpses into the other dimensional frequencies, and with your third eye open, you are able to experience these things. And the idea that you confirm it within yourself is important, because this will keep it going. It will help to increase these things if you want. And this is what we have spoken of many times before, that all of you need to get ready for these types of things, because they are going to happen. They are going to happen just out of the corner of your eye. You may see a fleeting glimpse of something and it'll be gone, or it may even be there more for you to look at. That will come as you continue to allow for this process, this ascension process. This is all a part of the ascension process as you are going through this. The what is being called now the bleeding through the dimensional frequencies, being able to see into other dimensions, even if for just a fleeting moment. Okay? Shoshana, anything to add here?
Yes, Shoshana wishes to share. May we share our perspective with you?
Please do, anytime.
Dear brother, this is a monumental time in your life. This experience is showing you that the work that you are doing is making a difference in your own light and your own frequency. That you are seeing this because you have done work in this area, and your heart is opening to these experiences. They are applauding you because you are making a transmutation of energy from who you were to where you're going and who you truly are. They're applauding you because you get it. You are moving, brother. You are transmuting your energy. You are moving to the light, and they are recognizing you. Namaste.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. And just as an additional thing, ever since that happened, I feel extremely disconnected. Like I'm just operating on autopilot, and it's just very strange.
So, our brother, you must. Our brother, you must reconnect. You must reconnect with that experience. Because it was so foreign to you, you moved into the other direction again. You move, your pendulum moved all the way to the extreme. So come back into balance, our brother, by accessing that memory and enriching yourself with the idea of who you are and what that experience brought to you, and you can rebalance yourself. Pay not attention or focus to how you are feeling now, but bring that back into balance and remember the experience. Namaste, your brother.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
I have a question, please. This is Nijia.
Yes.
So in the previous week, it was like in a dream state, but I wasn't sure what it was. I made aware about Sananda and other higher being in my bedroom. And I asked you during the advance, and you helped me to confirm that, yeah, this happened. It's not, I mean, an illusion. And now I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of the first contact. So why I cannot remember what is it about? Was it a meeting? Was it just, I don't remember anything of whatever happened when they came into my room. So is there anything I can do to strengthen it, to remember a little bit more, or to be aware about more what's happening when I'm sleeping or when I phase out from this reality? Thank you.
What often happens in these kinds of situations is you move into an altered state, or what some are calling now an enhanced state of consciousness. And in this state of consciousness, you do not focus as the three-dimensional aspect of yourself as much. You have moved into higher vibrations, higher dimensional frequency, and in so doing, it is similar to your sleep state, as we find it, where you do not always remember that experiences within your sleep state, because you have moved into the altered state or enhanced state of consciousness. This makes sense to you? And Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
Yes. May we share our understanding of this?
Of course, honey.
Nija, our sister, this is a difficult thing to express. There are few words for these experiences. It is a difficult way in this third dimensional realm to explain what is happening to you. What we find is that in your experience, you are raising to another higher dimension. Your frequency is raising to have this experience. And then once your frequency is lowered, you cannot connect with that experience. So in order to experience more fully what the message is, what the experience is, your frequency has to be sustained in some way. So you have to find a way to sustain your frequency so that more of that experience can be felt and understood by you. Do you understand this?
Yes, totally. Yes.
Namaste, our dear sister.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
Yes, I have a question, please. This
yes.
is Rita.
Yes.
I would like to know what really happened at Notre Dame. I feel there was a signal of some type, a spiritual thing of enlightenment, but of course the media didn't know that. Could you please give us an explanation, maybe, if you can?
Just as all for many of these things that occur, they are not as they appear. They are not as they seem to be. And they are certainly not as they are shared by those of your mass media and these types of things. there is a breakdown that is occurring, a breakdown of the old ways, the old programming, and in this case, the old, what is word we are looking for here, symbol of the, and this is a symbol of the cabal here in many respects, and the bringing this down is purposeful in certain ways here, and just know that it is happening for a reason, but it is not so much the reasons that have been given by those of your mass media. Some of others that have spoken in your alternative sites and these types of things are more on the accurate side of things here. Okay? Shoshana, anything to add?
Yes. Dear Sister Rita, we have a perspective that we wish to share with you.
Yes.
One must raise their frequency to see the reality of any experience that they are experiencing. And you can do this, and you do this so often and so many times to ask another for an explanation of what happened. You must find the answer for yourself by raising your frequency and seeing it from a different perspective, and then you will know what the experience means to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, Sister, it does. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
This is Sally from Hawaii.
Yes.
And I so am so grateful to you, all of you, Jim, James, and Joanna, and everything. And what I want to say is, Friday morning, I woke up, and I've been wearing glasses since I was 6 years old, and in 83. I started wearing contacts all the time. And now I am able to see without my contacts. And I'm now decided that I need to keep them in until I feel like at 7 o'clock in the morning, the first time, I put my contacts in at 11. Yesterday I put my contacts in, or today I put my contacts in at 12. And that I will continue to do that. Is that a good solution for me? That is what my higher self is telling me to do.
Not only your higher self, but if you recall, that was what Source gave, that for all that were ready for this, to go in faith. Just as Yeshua said, it is your faith that has healed you, not Yeshua. Yeshua didn't do the healing. He was simply a conduit for the energies coming through. Just as Source was using this one, James, as a conduit, or rather, no, we will change that. Using all of you as the conduit in that experience to bring the healing energies through to you. And in the last advance, it was this one, James, that was overlit by Yeshua and Sananda to bring these energies through. But again, it must come from within. It is your faith that has brought this about. Okay? Shoshana, anything to add here?
Yes, one who serves, mute your phone, please. We are joking. No, we are joking. We are joking. The one Sally who asks for her higher self's advice must just take that advice and understand and trust that she is getting her own intuitive messages, and we confirm those messages. However, there is no need for us to confirm those messages because this one, Sally, is of a high vibration and has guidance on exactly what to do. Trust in yourself, trust in your guidance. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. Thank you so much for everything. I am so blessed. And if one is blessed, others will be believed. If they only trust, if they only trust, and believing is seeing. And I have done that.
Yes. Literally, believing is seeing in this case.
Yes. Yes. I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It was you, dear sister, though, that took the step here. You listened, you followed your guidance, and you moved through this. And it is you that has brought this about. Your faith has brought this about. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel? Then we are ready to release channel. Please take what is being given you by all of those that are coming through to this group and bringing these energies, these vibrations, these ideas and ideals to you and continuing to prepare you for what is ahead. Not only for what is ahead, though, but what is in the moment now. Always remember, you are in the moment now. Find the joy in every moment that you can. Do not think only about the future. Do not plan only for the future. Even though there are a great many changes coming, be in the change right now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
And Shoshana wishes to share a message. May Shoshana share a message?
Yes.
Yes.
What we want to say to all of you, please open your hearts to this. We see you. In the words of James, we see you. Your lights are shining brighter than ever. The world is looking to this family, to these beautiful beacons of light, to transmute the energy so that more of the human condition can ascend into higher understanding and consciousness and love with each other. This is the seed. You are the seed. You are the beacon. You must accept that, if you do, you must accept that mission as so relevant because this is the beginning of something big. Namaste.
All right. Thank you, everybody.